We are part of our Keep It Up AIM topic. We are going to return to it at some point, Amir Tashem, in the future. We're going to be, at that time, we'll deal more with spending money on parents and our responsibilities as they get older and how to deal with them when it comes to visiting and having to have our children visit. So, definitely a very important part of the topic. We will touch upon that today also, because it does come up with in-laws, and we'll see some, if we have some time, we will see some of the mefarshim that discuss the visiting of our in-laws and our especially in today's day and age, especially today, the girls don't want to go to their in-laws. They don't want to have any relationship with their in-laws. As we will see, the need to change that. Let's just review quickly what we said last week, and then we're going to go through many of these questions very quickly because we just to show the just so you can answer these questions yourself. And this way, when these situations come up, you will have already been prepared how to deal with them. So we saw last week that we definitely cannot ask a parent, no matter if the parents are Talmud Chacham or not, we cannot ask parents to do anything for us. Can ask our mother, we can ask our father, and today we will touch upon what happens if we want them to watch our children. How do we go about doing it? How are we mechanic our children? Are they going to drop off their children today and say, "I'm going out shopping, can you please watch my kids?" Which they're not allowed to do. So, what are we, how are we going to give them the proper chinuch when it comes to them using us? We will see about that. But definitely, they're not allowed to use us. We discussed last week, what about if on our own we want to be available, we want to serve them and help them? And we said there's a difference if we're not at home, but now we all are because we all know this halacha. But if we would not be, so then we would be allowed to do it. Now that we are talmidei chachamim, so we are not allowed to serve them. And we also saw that even if we did serve them, we learned the Gemara. I'm going to see from Rabbi Yashar the Chiddush Gadol today. Well, we learned last week that even if our father made us a tea, made us a coffee, we're not allowed to drink the coffee, we're not allowed to drink the tea because they were a misharis. They served us. It's not just there. They shouldn't have done it. We are not allowed to benefit. And the reason we said is because it is a chalitza sadas. They're a father. It's either a din a talmid chacham or it's a din that they're a father and they're a talmid chacham. Rav Nissen Karelitz discusses why, but it's not allowed to be done. So quickly, you'll see I have a lot of numbers over there. Each case is a little different and in a unique way. Together, let's try to answer these questions. See if the Gedolim agree with everything that we said last week. And now we will be able to approach Kibbutz Avim a little bit differently, especially with us serving our children and our parents serving us. So here's the number one. Let's see number one. This is from Nissen Karelitz. And Rav Nissen Karelitz says like this. It's a Levana Labasa. We're not allowed to accept. If our father's a Talmid Chacham, let's assume that they are. That's if we could do it on our own. You go and Shaben Yochel because I can make the tea myself. And the Chacham goes ahead and does it, and he's Misharis. I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. And there's no one else that can do it like the father. For example, the son is ill. Then the father, bladders the servants of someone, the child's in bed. And now the parent is going to bring the medication, the Tylenol. Child can't really get out of bed, or to take the temperature. So then, says Rav Nissen Karelitz, even though it's a din rachmanim, it's not serving you. I feel bad. I want to be able to help because no one else can do it. There's no chalisha sadas. So Rav Nissen Karelitz is only if the son can do it on his own, or there's someone else there that can do it. But if there's nobody else there, and now the parent has to, so of course a mother can cook for the child. The child can't cook for himself. All of those cases is not considered in a mishares. It's considered as a father taking care of his child. It's allowed to be
so I
done.
have the ability to spend money and get it done versus asking about that. My father is a person's father is only
But then the father will be
person.
upset. The father's going to be upset that he spent money when I could do it. It's okay. Yeah, that we'll see too. If our parents don't want to spend money, if they don't want to. Oh, so let's go to two. Look at two on the second column. We're going to follow the numbers quickly over here. Okay, Ben Yachol, which allowed to make if the child knows how to do the tefillin or to do the agate on the lulav himself, then the son's not allowed to ask his father to do it. But if the Ben can't, doesn't know how to do it, and there's no one else that can do it, and it's mutter for the ben to accept it again, even though the father is a talmid chacham, but the father knows the kid can't do it. So there's no chalisha. My son can't do it. So it's not like he should do it, and I am not. I am going to do it for him. Chaim says, look at the next case. And a ben, sorry, let's say your son needs a haircut. Right, I always get that question. Can a parent give it? Can a father? Can we go out and give a haircut to a child? You know how to do it. They ain't a ben. You can't do it yourself. It's obvious he can't do it. But the Kabbalah says that the father is allowed to give a haircut to the son. Like a Rebbe said, I go to the barber, but the father doesn't want to spend the money. I don't want to go ahead and spend the $30 for the haircut. So
before you have to go to see somebody else to do it.
You have to ask yourself as a father that, how difficult it is. Again, it's going with Chalisha Sadas. So if it's Chalisha Sadas, if it's going to be someone, if there's another kid in the house that can do it, okay, there's Chalisha Sadas, let them do it. But if the father is no one's around, or in this case, no one else can give the haircut, although, I can go take to the barber.
The barber's out, because the barber costs money.
Whenever it comes to that, it's always going to be the father himself has to say, is it something that someone else, I can go get the soda, someone else can get this, my kid's upstairs, I'm not going to go scream up to the third floor, go get the soda, go get the bottle. We have to, need a little seichel to be able to answer this. So number three, therefore, is what very important when it comes to shidduchim, the children can't do it themselves. So they can't ask us because then that would be a lack of respect. They can make it known that they're ready to go into the parish of shidduchim. I'm ready now to date. I'm ready to go out. They're not saying, "Ma, which is what the kids do today. Ma, please get me a boy." Or they put so much pressure on us as parents that it's disrespect. But they're allowed to let us know. What about if we're the Talmud Chacham? So let's see number three. In Sarkal Arle Yeshiva Shema Be'a Ben. Oy Levar Elo Yeshidochim. May not Ben Yochel. I can't do it himself. It doesn't make sense for the son to start calling up the friends on the resume, the parent's friend. But Levan, then you can accept and may all the Talmud Chacham. Again, if the father is a Talmud Chacham, you can't ask your parent to do it. But if the father is a Talmud Chacham, wants to do it, the kid can't do it himself. And he therefore goes to same idea. He writes it again. If the father does it better than others, you got him on the side. There's something that's going on, and he knows how to something which is dealing with the father's ability. The father can do it. And then he just says, if you look at the hay there, what about Kiddush? It's also I'm not a masharis. When I pour the cup of wine for everyone in the home, that's like he says over here. That's a covenant. Shalom, nice to be kaisha bracha. They may say the father is given into kaisha bracha. It's not, of course, there's no chalisha sadas. That's a part of the normal way that a home works. We're not doing anything that's out of the ordinary over here, which looks like he's a misharis. Okay, next, let's go to number five. Sheina, oy mashma, shein la les hadash avu shliach shavanoi. Afim with the gavin shav ha'uchetzrach les demachem. What happens if, like I said to you last week, I'm going to the store today anyway, and I can purchase something for my son because I'm in the store anyway. So I'm not really being mishar. So let's see what he says like this. She'ein leben levakish mi'avid. Son can ask the father. Shabbai says, Nam, tiyasov noy. My son this morning cannot say to me, or my daughter can't say to me, oh, Tai, you're going to the store? Can you please buy for me snack tomorrow? Oh, you're asking me. Can't do that. But what about if on my own, my daughter says, I like, which is what she said, I like these potato chips. She's not telling me, Ta, please go get it. Okay, I'm there anyway, so let's see what he says. Shane Liban to be Levakish for sure. It's not a special, I'm in the store anyway. It's a chutzpah, there's two parts. Then I came, because he always says he can always learn the Gemara like that. The Gemara we learned last week, why don't you just learn it? The father's there anyway. LMK not Ben Gilala of it. If the child is Megala to the father, like I said to you before, Bam Nasale Shliath. Oh, that's Rashi. However, let's remember that if the father is a Talmid Chacham, he can't do it. But my child can't go to the store, so she can't go to the store. So if I'm in the store this morning, I go to the corner, my daughter is not really going, it depends. If she can go herself, we're back to that question. Is that cold if she can do it herself or not? But it's difficult for her, or she doesn't have the car to go get the item. So if she says to me, I need this, I'm not asking you to get it. So then it would depend. Is it something she could do herself? Or is it something that she can't do herself? If she can't do it herself, I'm happy to do it. It's not a chalisha sadas. It's very, again, it's a little bit cloudy to say what my daughter could go get the potato chips. So when I'm going to go to the store today to go bring it home for her, oh, but we will see that it's easy because if your wife tells you to do it, it's a different story. So in other words, if your wife is going to say, oh, the kids need snack, oh, so I'm doing it for my wife. That's what he writes in the scene. The way to get out of that is, it's, you know, again, when it comes to the mother, we don't have a problem. She doesn't have a dinner of a Talmud Chacham. So a child could always let the mother know, Ma, tomorrow I want this snack. She can't say, please go buy the snack for me. Oh, then that's a chutzpah. I like this type of snack. You're letting her know what you like. So the mother can go. Oh, now the mother has a right to go say to the husband, oh, you're going to the store. Could you do me this? You're doing it for the wife, not for the child. That's the way how it should be done. But if I, oh, what about it? But again, I'm back to what I said. I know that my daughter likes this, and it's difficult for her to go, and we'll see. I'm happy to do it for her, because I will shortly see that sometimes this makes us besimcha. It makes us besimcha to be able to do it, because she's not expecting me to go buy this. Oh, I'm going to make her so happy. That's a different story. And then I'm not a masharis. It brings me simcha. It's going to see, it's going to be, not you're asking me to go get this. It's more of a different way to look at it. So let's see over here. So look at number six.
Is the chuppah for a young child who can't go to the store to ask?
Never ask. Never ask.
Child should never ask.
No, child can never ask. Right, and never ask. They can let you know, they can never ask, because that's chuppah. Once they're asking, that would be a chuppah. So number six has the same thing. I just want to show you how Rav Nissen Karel is so careful in the way he writes it. You see how it's medayi. Okay, then it's mutter. Always we have to remember he's not a tal. Then he brings the sefer chassidim. Look at the sefer chassidim. And roya haben shav yoseh sameach. Let's say the son sees that the father's very happy. And the son, that the son should say this. Keep going. Very important. It says in Aben Hayaluch, Yechidi Belala, son's going alone at night. Va'av Tzarel Zeh, and bothers the father. I don't want you to go at night. Va'av Tzamei, actually, Yomer Le'aben Te'elechimi, Oz Yomer Haben Le'aviv, again, B'derek Kavit, Im Tachpo, it's Te'elechimi. I'm not asking you if you want. But don't say, B'nei O'elam, Shoyomer Haben, you're being Meshavid of it. Right, so father could do the rotzen. But again, it's a din of simcha. The father doesn't want him. You're making me happy to show that you don't want to go. You want me to come with you? Oh, the father's the simcha. From the sefer chassidim, you can see that idea of where there is a simcha that you don't want to go yourself, and you're asking me to go with you, not asking again. You're letting me know I'm going. Like he says, the question of the sefer chassidim. If you want. I would be thrilled. I'm not asking you to go with me. I'm not telling you to go with me. So that would be the always balancing that part of it, if there's simcha or not. So now let's see a little bit of a very important shiloh there, where the father wants to do a mitzvah for the son. Up until now, it's always been a service. What about if the father wants to talk money? So that's the question we're going to see right now. They ask what Chaim Kanayaski. The father's anyway going in the car. He's going to bring the shofmanis. Could the son say, oh, Ty, you're going? Is that how you're going to keep it up? Obviously, you can't tell him to do that. Because again, you're asking to do something. You never are allowed to ask. Tell your father, oh, yeah, you know what? I have shofmanis too. That's called the mitzvah. I'm not saying do it for me. Oh, by the way, oh, I got to drop off this shalachmanis. If the father wants to do it. Now, over here, I wrote on the bottom, it seems even a tamachachim. We're going to see why. Maybe that means even though a tamachachim normally is not a do, but when it comes to mitzvah, it could be different. So we're going to learn the chashuk yichem. He brings a riot to this point, number eight, and this is what he says. L'chayru. He asked the question that we really touched upon last week. At the end of the day, how can a father ever be mekabel kedushin? How could the son ever accept the kedushin from the av? It was mashma. The Gemara's problem was only how do you can't ask your father. That's a chutzpah. But if the father on his own decides, I'm going to be. We learned the halacha last week in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore we're going to read the dark part. I underlined it here too. This is what Yitzchak Zilberstein writes. Shebe makoy mitzvah. You're allowed to be mekabel shares me'av, even if he's a talmud chacham. Even shav misratzi. I want you to do the mitzvah. You can't send your father, but you can tell your father you want to send it. So once again, when it's a mitzvah, then the father can do it. If we want our children to do mitzvahs, even though we're Talmud Chacham, we're allowed to do it. And therefore, he brings down, and if you look at number 9, he said the same thing with the Dalad Minin. Can a child ask his father, oh, you're buying the Esrog and Luluf? Obviously, you can't ask him. Aber if he's going to do it on his own, so look what he writes here. And what then, look at number 9. Levakish, Levakish. You have to be medayik his words. So then, Ebi Shom, the Tarlishma is the Ben Ishchai, says, the Gamal Varmitz, it's a chutzpah. You can never ask. So once again, clearly, never ask. Our children can never ask us. We have to be mechanech them and say, you cannot ask us to do it. Teach them the right way. If it's we doing it on our own, so then we can do it if it's going to be a mitzvah that we're going to help our children. So I want to go buy a pair of tzitzis for my son, go buy him a pair of tzitzis. If I want to go ahead, dalad minim, go buy the dalad minim. I want to go buy him a siddur, go buy him a siddur. Anything which is going to help him do a mitzvah, I'm besimcha. It's not that there's a chalisha sadas. Even though, again, it's a little bit different than doing the kesher on the lulav. That's not really a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to do that. That's like an addition. But over here, it doesn't even have to be that he could do it on his own. He's not saying that. Because the child could have done the kedushin on his own. It's not he couldn't do it. Seems from the way we're learning over here, when it comes to mitzvah, there's no chalisha sadas, and it would be allowed to be done. Now, look at number 10. It says a chiddush over here. It's important. When it comes to our father, you're allowed to ask him to go ahead. I want to be mechabin you. I want to be mechabin you. Put up the mezuzahs in my house. It's a kibbutz. I want you to go ahead and lead the benching. Right? So look what he writes here, number 10. Amen. Gamal divrei Torah lishma mistabish v'shai lechabin of if you can be mechabin in. I want to be mechaben of putting up my mezuzah, that are considered a kibud. Through that, I'm being machshavit. So I'm not asking you to do me something. I am asking you because I want to give you covet. I want you to have the result. Again, you'd have to say it the right way. How are you going to say to your father, I want you to lead the benji? How would Darlam say it? Well, I want to be a chabad, right? I want to be a chabad. Not you either, because we don't talk to our parents like that. But even though that's how the kids talk today, but it's not going to be you. Would it be okay for Tati to leave the benching? Again, I'm not going to say don't say you, because we'll see later on. One of them says today's world, you is not the same as it used to be. Anyway, it's a fascinating what happened with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He writes about himself in number 11, the story. Says we see, well, he's talking about his brother-in-law, so it's in the Sefer Lasuach Basada, he's quoting Reb Chaim, who wrote this in Derech Sicha. It was just easier for me to print it from this Sefer. He wrote a Sefer. Let's read this together. You see the Reb Chaim telling himself what happened in his life with the respect, how he respected the disciple. Gishetfasti Pirish, he says, I wrote a Pirish called Hasamar Chesav. It's Aron Ar Chaim. So I was magia, and it needed to get to the printer. But travelers went, Abba, the stipler, Nichnas I like, came with me. Kalisi, Vahisi, Amchaim, I guess he wasn't safe, he wasn't feeling well. Vesipali, and he told me, Shahailach Ata Litvois. So Rukhain says, he was sick. And he told me he's going to print with our guys, Al Sefer Shalay. Rukhain, the stipler was writing, wrote a Sefer. Amarti Lois, Rukhain says, I told him, I have a sefer too. That means Hagos. I wrote a sefer too. But Omar Lee, and he said to me, the shayla was what the stipler said. He said, okay, give it to me. I'm going anyway. Omar Sartile, Reb Chaim says, I gave it to him. So the stipler is going to print a sefer. Reb Chaim was ill, can't go, said, so he can't go. And I told you, if he can't go, really, his father's allowed to do it. But Reb Chaim said, so I'm going, right? He didn't say, he didn't ask him to do it. Oh, I also have a goyis. Oh, you have a goyis? Give it to me. And I gave it to him. Zman hatfasa shall sefer zeh kamashad. Reb Chaim says it took many years for the sefer to be printed. Why? He says zman hatfasa shall sefer zeh era kamashad. Zman shall ishagarti on the day after lama. You know why? Kaira ki masati oisam li. You gave it to me. Shalti aray. I said yeah, but I didn't ask you to do it. Lo shalati oisam li. Rak amarti shigam li ishagoyz. Amli abba mchalzayis li hayisi tzarich lishleich al yadi. You shouldn't have done it. So I don't know what he asked him to do that. I don't get it because the disciple says, okay, I'm going. So you shouldn't have given it to me? So why did he say give it to me?
That's like the mezuzah.
What? He was testing him? He was like, it's like us as a father saying, listen, you can do it. You shouldn't have done it. I'm telling you why it wasn't printed. It wasn't printed because he gave it to me. So you're still using it. He could have. Let's see, he was sick. Okay, go a day later. Again, you didn't have to do it today. You could have done it tomorrow. So he used his father to go ahead and print the sefer, and therefore his father said that's why it was delayed for years. Because you used me. He's printing a sefer. To me, go back to what we said. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, right? He's doing a mitzvah. He's happy. Teretz says, is that a mitzvah? Or the mitzvah is learning the sefer. This is like a step before. Here, it's just a servant. I'm serving you to print the sefer. It's not like I'm buying you. I'm not printing the sefer for you. That's what?
Why is it not buying the load?
Because I'm buying the item itself. I'm doing the buy. I'm purchasing the load.
It's a sefer.
I'm buying the load. Here, I'm bringing it to the printer. The printer's going to print it. Here, it's a step before. You're using me to get...
It's like a nachas.
No, it's not. It's not because it's the sefer.
Here. Tomorrow.
I know we have no problem doing it. We as parents also have no problem doing it. At the end of the day, there's a Chalisha Sadas. In other words, the disciple said to him, okay, give it. He says,
the disciple's response was,
Dick said, answer him live, so give it to him.
It's after the fact.
Why did he say if you're not allowed to do that, why did he say that?
That's the point. The disciple's thing wasn't. You're not allowed to do it. You are allowed to do it.
You're not allowed. He's telling you you're not allowed.
It's for mitzvah. You are. It's for mitzvah. You are. The disciple was just saying that, you didn't have siyata d'shmaya because the maaseh saved yourself at the end of the day. The maaseh your father took it.
The disciple was telling him at the end. I asked, Sha'alti Aresh Lavdesim and Raka Marati Shigamli. And he says, Amali Abba Bechol Zoy.
Right.
Bechol Zoy. He's saying,
Bechol Zoy.
So that means he did something wrong.
No, Bechol Zoy. You didn't do anything wrong. Well, the mitzvah, at the end of the day.
So, I mean, he did something wrong because it wouldn't have been delayed.
All right, so
let's go back and see if we can help this out. We have a short Shabbos afternoon, and your son's going to sleep, and he wants you to wake him up. So is he allowed to say, Yita, could you wake me up so I don't miss mincha? That's a mitzvah too. Gotta go to shul. So let's see the next one, number 12. The heishiv, so he brings down, if it's not a dvar mitzvah that the child wants to get up, abad, it's asr. Asr bakim, rabbi, shiar, oisle. If it's for some other thing, then it's mutter. The gam meir, oisle, letzar, panis, oisle. He also considers it a dvar mitzvah. Wow. Gotta go to work.
So. Also, no other way.
Right, you put on his alarm. Honestly, what I don't understand is that he wrote before, and he in the same sefer, he's quoted before that even by a mitzvah you can never ask your father. Let's remember, you can never ask. And here we can ask where it's a covet for the father. That's what we said. Here, what I didn't understand was that. If you're going to be medayik, the words it aser levakish, but there it's mutter, right? Look at the next line. He says, "Oidnish al ben's in bed." Could he say to the father, "Can you put out my light?" Of course he can't. Beheshav aben Yaakov, he should do it himself. Right? Again, that child, I don't understand what the chiddush is. Obviously, you should do it yourself.
Wake up.
No, that would be the right way to say it, right? In other words, I got to wake up for mincha. And then that would be the way to do it. Oh, Tara, I'm going to sleep now. What time's mincha? Okay, so then the father chops. He's better wake him up. That's why I didn't get this part of the sefer. I didn't understand what he's saying to him. Because by mitzvah, it's got to be that even by mitzvah, it has to be done where he's a masharis. Not where you're asking to. You can never ask.
No, maybe he's helping his father's he's telling the father, wake him up so you can
climb that
mitzvah.
Okay, that's like already a little bit of a stretch.
It is,
maybe. Anyway, let's go by through over here. Let's talk about watching kids, because that's important to all of us over here. And here we'll get to that idea of where the father is going to get a simcha, especially if I say to my parents, my grandchild would like a gift, is that that's simcha. Grandparents and grandchildren is a special simcha. Us and our children are frustrated. We get frustrated. But we don't get frustrated. We get frustrated with our grandkids. We just send them home. We don't want that. But what we do is spoil them. So look at Mara Dickey's side here. Here's exhibit sheet number 13. He says he asked He wrote this in the Sefer Piriyamatik. Bottom number 13. I know you're going to the store. Like we said before, we said already you can't do that. And that's unless he does it off. Get it. I underlined it. It's not a Talmud Chacham. This is the part I want to show you. I know you're going to be so happy. You want to buy presents for the children. Bob, Yismach Liknezai, and the father, like he sits here, the father's happy to buy the grandchildren children. Choice. I shall buy the base Marchekis, the Yismach Liknezai. He wants to buy a medication, so he needs it. I've been there with Shaiben, Lavakish Me'aviv, Badinus, Ukovich, Yiknavurai, Bakolifianim. Again, I don't understand. See, you know your father's happy.
Obviously.
No, but I'm saying I'm asking my father. Could you're coming to? So let's say my son. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, and my son says to me, "Ta, could you please buy for the grandkids this and this?" That's what he's saying, right? Well, you never. Why are you allowed to ask to do that? So let me know that they want it. In other words, why is it? So I'm happy. I'm happy to go ahead and do it. I'm not a masharis.
Asking do for me. Asking do for them.
So I don't understand that last word over here. He says, "Aben levakish me'avid badinos the covered." What does it mean?
To buy for somebody else.
Yeah, it's for the child. But he's still. You're right. He's still asking.
You're not asking for anything for me, though. Asking for the. I'm asking you to do something.
No, but the second case was the yismach liknos is no trufa. For the medication. You're going to buy the medication. So then I don't know what he's doing in a covetic way. It still doesn't help. So that's the part. That's another thing that I don't understand what he's saying. But again, the way you do it is he could say, "Tell my grandkids, if my son wants, says, you know what, the children like this and this. Not telling me to go do it." That would be maybe that's what he means. It's a little bit unclear if that's what he says. But they can't. Again, let's recall. Remember, they can never ask us. That's clear. They can never ask us to do anything unless it's a kavod. In other words, it's we're. They could, we can. I can say to my. I could say. I would have been able to say to my father. I would love for you to put on the mezuzah. Would you be able to? That would be allowed to do. Because that again is a covered thing, not for me. I'm showing him covered. Okay. Next, they asked the Paiskim over here. That you want to. You fought. What happens if the parents are doing nothing, just sitting there anyway? Well, let's watch the kids, right? My daughter says to me, "Tie you home anyway today. My kids don't make any trouble. I'm dropping off the kids." That's what they do. So, is that allowed or not? So, look what he says, number 14. He asked the Rav, Rav Segel, I'm not sure who that is. I'm not doing anything. I'm not asking you to bother, right? That's what they all tell us, our kids. No, our kids, we don't have to be busy. So, he says he asked Rav Nebenzal in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Nevinzal says, "Afilu hachi it's a chutzpah." The bachin alive chilu shayimim. No, we're not shayimim. Shemi adam god. Would you do that with your rebbe? About you wouldn't have the chutzpah to do that. So our children do not have a right to go ahead and say, "Ta, here, could you watch my kids today?" They're asking us again. Could you watch the kids? I know the kids are going to be. Oh, they're sleeping. I'm dropping them off, and they're going to be sleeping in the crib. They still can't do that to us, even though we're going to sit. And hopefully they won't wake up and we don't have to bother at all. And there's no terech at all. That's what he says. Rav Nevinzal says he can't even do that. Okay, so what do you do then? Your mother is different. Let's remember. With us, they can never do it. But if a mother is allowed to go ahead, it's not a Talmud Chacham. And with the mother, so if their kids want to go ahead, they can say to our wives that...
They'll let her ask.
Let's see. So number 15. So what do they do? Safer, bring down from Sina Bashal. Shabana writes of Akshmima Shatishmal Yadav. Again, clearly he writes Ima. I can't be Madaik to Zachrina, but I think that if the way we're learning, we could. Can't say, could you watch my children for me? Elim Loy, Kayach, that's how you love them. This is how you tell your children when they're going to ask your wife. Anu Halkal, I'm all complaining. Hey, Vanu, that's how you love them. If it's possible. Again,
would you want to?
No. Oh, if you want to. All right, we're going away. Would it be possible? It says, right, you can't say can you, because can you means you're telling them, can you do it? No, that means I'm asking you to do it. if you can say if it's possible for you to do, all right. But they can't. They definitely can't say to us, "We're dropping off the kids today. I'm going shopping today. Can you please watch the kids?" They can't do that.
Yeah, please watch. They can bring the kids to the house and say, "We're going. Whatever. We brought the kids." That's the first thing.
Right. That's what I don't sense. What are you saying to her? You're saying, we're going here and here.
They bring the kids to your house. They tell you, wife, we're going out. We brought the kids.
We brought the kids, right. Okay, but you can't say watch the kids. You can't say that. We brought the kids. That's right.
We're going out, we're going shopping, we brought the kids.
But to me, even that in today's world basically is like, okay, you're watching my kids. That, to me, that I don't get. In halacha, that's something very much.
Kid calls the grandparent? Is it the same father and the grandfather?
No, we're going to get to that.
The grandparents live far away. They sometimes want to see the children.
So then, okay, that's good.
It's a cover.
I know, we're going here and here. We're bringing over the children. But they're basically telling us to watch the children. That's what they're saying. So that one, to me, is...
You
want
to watch
the children. I think... What?
You want to watch the children.
Or do you want to? Right. Is it, again, I think, is it possible or is it? But not the can you part is a little bit hard. I don't know. If I say a lot of them still to me, we're bringing the children. Okay, watch the kids. It seems to be what they're telling us. It's not like do you want to, you don't want to.
We also have to be careful how we respond, because if we respond and we say, I really don't want to, but if you need it, then I'll do it, then all of a sudden they can't take it from me.
That's for sure. It's the Hevano Sayalah to me is a little bit of a, maybe in Eretz Yisrael it's different. To me in America, that's a... Okay, so now we're going to see a Chiddush Gadol. Now that we've seen all of this, this Rabbi Yashiv said something, and it doesn't make sense with anything we said in the Shia. So how are you going to learn this Gemara? Rabbi Yashiv says it has to be a new shot. So this is what Rabbi Yashiv wrote in the Sefer by Yishma Moshe, Shenishel Ba'al. Let's just go through this question together. You'll tell me how you answer it. So the father poured a cup for his son. Are you allowed to drink it on? Didn't we say for the last 2 weeks you're not allowed to drink it? The Heshiv and Rabbi Yashiv said, should be the Evet, that he already poured the cup. Now that I made it, I want you to drink it. I don't know why I said not like that.
It's like what we said before with the haircut. Once I did it, right now I'm wasting the money.
No, that's wasting money. Oh, you mean because of the coffee? You're wasting money on the coffee. Okay, but we learned in the Gemara that the Gemara says that you should take from the mother, not from the father.
But it's already done. So now it's going to go to waste.
So
at this point, it's going to waste.
So we're changing the Gemara then. That's what I'm saying. You have no choice. According to Rabbi Yashiv, let's see, number 16. The Teretz has to be. Then Enochanami, you're not allowed to do it. Because he's a Ben Torah. Aval Enochanami, as a kais. That now he already prepared. Now he'll be happy because he doesn't want to spill it out. Now that he did it, but that's not Pashat Shad the way we learned the Gemara. Gemara's don't accept from the father. Now that he already made it, oh, now you're allowed to use it. So that changes everything here. Everything that we said, according to the Rabbi, all the other person will learn like this, but if Rabbi Yashiv, once the father did it already, then you're allowed to do it. So I want to, we're going to go into in-laws in a moment here, because how does this apply to in-laws too? Can we ask, we are the ones bringing our kids to our in-laws. Can we say, do we have to say all these things? I want to go to Barapak. Could you watch the kids for me? Is there a problem with me saying that? Right? Again, I can say, is it possible? Is it a big deal? Whatever, we're going to find the right words how to say. I'm coming over with the kids today. Oh. And then my mother-in-law can say, okay, I'll watch the kids for you. Again, depending on how he said, but look what he says over here, number 18. He's after this sefer Surah Basada, goes through every scenario. He's bothered. At the end of the day, today's world is different. Ubeemes, he says, I came to Rabbi Yaakov Meir Stern, Kamishal Svinyanam Elu Shel Kabbalah Sheretz Me'aviv, and he said to me like this. He brought that sefer Chasidim, Maridik, that I said to you before. The sefer Chasidim says, Raya Ben Shav Yosef Sameach Shem Le'a Ben. If the father is so besimcha, kagan. Okay, he brings out a sefer chasidim. Well, if he's there, let's go to the last two lines. Hatzanu heter. Oh, we have a heter for so many different cases where the son knows that the father is going to be so happy. And he writes, in today's day and age, okay, I don't know if we're really happy. So the son, if we're going to use that, Sefer Chassidim, we have reason to be mekel sometimes, but you have to find that case of where you're really going to be mekel. If I'm happy, like I said, I'm in the store anyway, I'm happy to go get this for my child, so then it would be allowed for me to do it for them. So we have to know, is it a simcha or not? Is it something that makes us so happy? Sometimes it does. It will make us happy. I like to make the good coffee for my son. I want him to chase the good coffee. I'm besimcha for him to do it for him. So we have to know, and my child has to know that, oh, Tati really enjoys it. It really is a simcha for him. Although, again, we're playing with over here, is it really a simcha or not? So when I looked at the number 19, he also asked, I want to read you, let's look at number 19. He went to ask Rav Schlesinger, a big guy, and also all these questions about the chutzpah. So look at his teretz hazoi. He said, after all of these teruts and that people want to give to today's world, he says, would you do this, Rav Chaim Kanievsky? He says, if Rav Chaim Kanievsky was the one that we were dealing with here, would we have any of these shilas today? Would you let Rav Chaim go to the store for you, to go shopping for you? And if he was in the store, he says, look at your parents. That's what he's saying. Look at your parents like the Rav Chaim Kanievsky.
Why is that a question? Because part of it was that when something is not, you left Alicia's desk, it's not becoming. It's not becoming. Rav Chaim Kanievsky goes to the mall. My father, it's not becoming for me to ask him to do something I can do myself. But at the same time, he also goes shopping to the store. But Rav Chaim never went shopping to the store. He goes shopping to the store. Mm-hmm. Normal for my father. It's not analytically private to go to the store. So it's not the same comparison.
Maybe not
Rav Chaim, so
a different...
Yeah, but it's separate. It's you. We have dinam of Tamei Chachamim, so then we'll
yeah,
have different Rav
Chaim. Yeah, but it's tzar all the other things. If it's a commentative, if he enjoys it, all these things, those wouldn't apply to Rav Chaim, so it's not a good comparison of them.
How about
the brother? Rabbi, we're being misharis. Again, we're not talking about being disrespectful now. We're talking about is our father serving us. If it's a din in Talmud Chacham, there's no difference between Rav Chaim and my father. Because it's the same Talmud Chacham,
in
halacha.
So if I take the other tzirufim up where I couldn't do it myself.
Okay, then you take the other tzirufim.
But then same scenario, I wouldn't be able to do it Rav Chaim because it would be disrespectful.
No, but if Rav Chaim had such a simcha and he couldn't do it.
So that's why it's not a good comparison. Rav Chaim would not have a symptom going to go.
He wouldn't have a symptom. Good. So that's a chenami. If it's a simcha, I agree. That part I get. Yeah, he brings that also from Abshach. Also, interesting story. He has a lot of stories over there. But he writes at the end, Zechrania, he remembers, I remember that every Friday, Zechrania, Shabbat Yom Shishi, Rav Shach, Yerotz Ledai, who would go to the post office, Kedil Shach Bavim. He says the same thing. When anybody goes, say, oh, Rebbe, you're going to the post office, take my letter to. She is a gamma semitha shabbatay is there. Calls him a shim shahayu, lanu ni menu myra. Oh, we have myra. It says, gam kaini bagul chaim taim, and maran chaim kanyaski, shleish lanu ni menu myra, shleishan chazal. You have to be myra rab, gemara shemaim. Me bachal yal da, so back and you won't ask him to do anything for you. Chutz mizu, she is fall of a rain, and be barachis, and we go on brachis for him. See, here it's taught. But it's true. If we have to somehow teach our children that they have to look at us as this Myra here too. Myra would be is just because you go into the post office. Oh, you go into the post office. Can you take this to the post office? You can't do that either. You could let them know. You could let us know. Oh, that I have something here that has to be mailed. Okay, now we have the child. You can't do it yourself. I can do it. Going back to all the other things that we said before.
But how about we do live with our kids or whatever. So that. There are certain things that parents do.
So that's not Mishar. Again, that's what I said. That's what mother cooks. The father will wake the kids up. Whatever. You're right. The normal thing. That's not considered a Mishar. You pour the wine. They're not serving us. Now let's get to in-laws. Because I always got to see this. And so I'm with me. It's my Riddick of Peliyayit. And it's very negative to all of us. So the let's go. Look, the din of respecting. Let's see the Levush 21. Let's just get to the Mechilta brings down. When do you learn out that you're supposed to have respect for your father-in-law from Aish Ramein? That's what he learns out. But let's see number 20. Talk to Levush. Chai vadam chavad chavad ki chavad ovid. Mamish like your father. Strange. Look at the Shulchan Aruch 22. Chai vadam chavad chavad. You have to respect your father-in-law. Yeshayim. And then the Ramah says, you're not mechliyev to respect your grandfather. And in a really, no, you got to respect your grandfather. Just not like your father. What does that mean? So that two things we have to learn. Let's see the task 23. What does it mean respect your father-in-law? And he brings a pasuk. And he also says, who are the chamay say mother-in-law, father-in-law, all the same. Comes the charedim. Why? 24. Ish mishta kechad gufa. You and your wife are one. So your wife has to respect her parents. I have to respect my in-laws now. Chashivi va'aveim shalzeh ka'aveim shalzeh. And he brings the medrash. Oh, according to this, it's mamash the same. I cannot drop off my kids, or I cannot ask my father-in-law to pass the soda. I can't ask him anything. Let's see the Pesach Tshuva. 25. And he brings the Shulchan Aruch. Shekatz from Kavod Chama v'chamayisay. Seems from over here that it's exactly the same, the kibud of fa. However, we're going to see a little bit, let's go a little bit further over here. And we see number 26, 27, Rabbi Avad Yosef brings down, what's the din? The din is, based on the Rambam, the Rambam says, V'ayim mipanam kedat shoyim b'nei rabbi, stand up for your parents, as far as you can see. This is the conclusion from Rabbi Avad Yosef. You have to respect your in-laws, but not the same. What do you have to do? Chayav adam l'chavad eschama b'kima b'in, standing up for them. When they come within your dalarams, you have to stand up for them. So your parent, your in-laws come, stand up. Kimoi, you have to be l'chavad z'kainim. Avol ein l'chayav l'chavdai kikavad avim. Yeshnai, some of them to kiss their hands of their father-in-law, especially in the Sfaradim, by the Sfaradim, chenro, lasais, and that's what you should all do. So ha'olam, you could all kiss your father-in-law's hand. Of the prat, the shore, if you come up as a bent tire, wadin, you have to respect your mother-in-law, karola, and he brings that, but that's as far as it goes. You don't have more. Oh, you need hither. Let's remember over this. Chiyav kima the hither. What's hither? So I looked at the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim says 28. What's hither? Don't sit in their place. So don't sit in your father-in-law's chair. Don't stand in this place. Don't sit in this place. And don't contradict them. So what do we have to do with our in-laws? We have to stand up for them, and we can't contradict them. Came along the Mariyosh. Look at 29. Shiloh, we all have. I mean, I get this Shiloh all the time these days because of the new generation living. After Asher Imai Kalav Asar Asatzmai. Well, this one's not the one I get all the time, but I get this one. I get this every once in a while. Where the mother says, I give you no permission to go to, I don't want you to go to my in-laws. I don't want you to go visit. She's so angry at her in-laws. And I don't want you to go. In b'na yeil chavez chamiyah, v'adavar kashal, l'mas v'tzayin, he wants his kid, v'gam chashal, he says, yeshevez ha-shalom bayis. Oh, so we have shalom bayis over here. Shalom bayis, keneged, keep it up. Again, so the mother says, I don't want you to go to the in-laws. I don't want to go there. I don't want you to spend time there. For whatever reason, she says she doesn't want that. I have shalom bias now because my wife says that she doesn't want my kids to go. But on the other hand, I got to respect my parents. Comes along the Imre Yosher, says he's a meridik yisrael. A parent can never tell a child to be mevatel mitzvah. According to what we're saying, respecting in-laws is a mitzvah. So, and visiting is a mitzvah. He says we have to read these words because he does discuss exactly how many times you have to go visit. So let's see over here. Number 30. She says, I don't want you to go to my in-laws' house. But she's mechuyev to give them kavod. Even if it's only mitzvah d'rabbanan. You still don't have to listen to your mother. You have to go visit. You have to go visit on a yontif. You don't have to go all the time to visit your in-laws. And Cain, I'll call upon him. I'm right. Shaben Yizar, she go once in a while. Abul Yesh Leimer, no. Even Shatziba, being that the mother said, I don't want you to go at all. You don't have to listen to her dad. Maybe you don't have to listen to her at all, and you can go as much as you want. He wants to go into the halacha of Biber Shabito Mitzasa Bito Kulay. When we come up from Tzarchim, is a Achal Kapanim is Yesh Lacha Shal Yidezeh Yivatal Shalom Bayis. So you have to be very careful there. Shal Yidezeh Yivatal Shalom Bayis Bezeh and Machayiv Lishmai Allah. I don't know the words, something's wrong with the words, but the if it's going to affect your Shalom Bayis, it's a balance. What are you supposed to do over there? You have to go, but she doesn't want you to go. For whatever reason, she doesn't want to. Maybe she was hurt by them. That's usually the case these days. The daughter is so upset at the mother-in-law, she doesn't want the kids to go there either. So she says, I don't want you to go visit, because she's so angry at them. They got into some fight. Interestingly enough, we're going to come back. I have to show you the Peleoyetz, because you're going to tell this to your wives. But if you look at 31 and 32, it talks about saying Kaddish for a father-in-law. If the din is with Chag Gufay, so definitely a son-in-law should be saying Kaddish for his father-in-law in the case of where he's able to say Kaddish because he doesn't have a parent himself. Turn over to the last sheet, number 33. There's no son. Oh, okay. I'm going to read number 33 with me and you're going to be shocked. It says, you do a Maimon Rabbi Seder. Rabbi said we have to sit down with our wives and learn this together. You have to respect your in-laws. He still says, what's the ikar kavod? You have to give them an achas like you do with your parents. Ubiprat, especially if your in-laws don't have any other children. Who else is going to have Rachmanis on them? While they're alive and they're dead, like we said before. Ubizay, and first of all, you give them a lot of dechama like that. When you got a good son-in-law, it's better than a good son. That's what he says, right? A good son-in-law is better than a good son. Look what he writes here. He says, right. You have to give such a great chiyuv. You're able to not have bad thoughts. You have a wife and you have children too. So for sure you have to have a lot of respect for them. Look what I want you to read is with me the next column. This is what we need for 2025. I'm going to read this in school maybe. You got to tell your wife. She has to respect her father-in-law and mother-in-law. What's Kavis Avich have to do with Znos? Look at these words, scary. She doesn't respect her father-in-law and her mother-in-law, I mean his father and his mother, which is her father-in-law, when they get older. Yaakov is performing Znos your whole life. You hear what he's saying? Lekach nemar kabe v'lo yisinuf. V'kama yagiyas adam yagiyah v'kama sabot tzar gidol banim. Achem agiyam. You know how much time they took to make sure that your wife is going to be taken care of until she got married? Or you got married in this case. U'mekavim l'toivol asiyam l'mtzeim adiyam nacham. V'achakach kal l'koma. And now the daughter-in-law gets up. V'chama yisayim esrab machlekes and makes fight with her mother-in-law. V'yisa shigam abenya. Now it creates shalom bayis too. And then I don't know how you're going to do this part, so let's go to the next column, the next one. Mitzvah azois, it's the husband's job. Be madrich your wife and tell her, look what he wrote, I don't know if you should do this, but he says you should tell your wife, b'chol taikif, use all that you have. She tizbal, she has to be give respect to your parents. Then roya, and if you see, she mekalelas b'chol them, she doesn't respect them, even if she's right, afilam nirulay shadin ima, afal became screaming at her. Yeah, she can't have been a zebra and quiet her down. Your parents should be happy. Then when you get home, you tell your daughter, your wife, I'm sorry, you know, I have to just do that for my parents. But in front of your parents come first. Look what he writes. This is just the way the world is. Even if your father-in-law and mother-in-law are tachanim, they really bother you. When they say I'm kashim, and the midas are really difficult, like as they get older, this is normal. Our in-laws get very, very difficult to deal with. The ish v'isha, shem daitanim v'yiras Hashem nam, al yizbulu, you should have the patience, v'layabilu, v'layasrisu, don't start up with them, v'yagurla, v'yamadin, ki alakim yom v'mishwa, kol gibara, v'kol menzilzo. V'amachabit, if you machabit them, yuchuba, v'schari, a couple, v'chupal, v'msharari. The difficulties. So we have to, in today's world, I see our daughter-in-laws, I'm not talking about me personally, but the daughter-in-laws in the world, the daughter-in-laws in the world are really, really not giving respect to their in-laws. They don't want to go. They don't want to call. They don't want to visit. They talk disrespectfully to their husbands too. We have to say, this is my parents. I said, they took care of me and brought me up. That's what the Paliyot says in a nice way. Explain to them that they show them this. They'll get a lot of schar. Now let's just go back. Let's just end off with grandparents. So again, regarding all of what we said then, if you're going to ask, is it disrespectful to ask a father-in-law or mother-in-law to watch your children? No, because that's not, we saw. Allah can stand up for them and don't contradict their words. But everything else that we learned in all the shirim don't apply to in-laws. And therefore, they could be misharis you if they want. And they want that they could all do. That's a different din. They're allowed to do that. Comes to grandparents, very interesting to know what respect we have. So let's just skip straight down to 37. So, let's just go to 38. We'll just see the final halacha. It's a huge machlokes. Even though they say those are chayiv, rabim gam sam shein chayiv covered mamish. You're not mamish like a father. Chenira. All you need to do with your grandparents is also stand up. Don't contradict their words. Don't sit in their seat. The same as a father-in-law. And therefore, all of these halachas don't apply to grandparents either. If you wanted to ask your grandparents, or my daughter wants to go to my mother's house, and she does, and says, could you wash the kids for me? She could do that, because it's not the same. It's not a lack of kavod, and it's not a lack of myra, because kavod of the grandparent is standing up for them, which our kids, that's the ironic thing. The halacha, which has to be done, nobody does. Our kids don't do it either. which they should stand up for us. You heard me speak about this. Not they don't have to speak up, stand up for you every second day you walk into the room, but once a day they should stand up for you. And grandparents, the same thing. Our kids should stand up for our parents. They should go to the door. They should walk them out. That is the cover that they have to do. The hinder is don't contradict them. Don't sit in their seat. That our children have to make sure they care for the grandparent. But if our children do, and they do this, to our parents and say, Ma, Bobby and Zadie, could you buy me this? Can you get me this? Okay, they shouldn't do that because they want everything getting spoiled. But it's not running into all of what we discussed over there, because everything we discussed is between a father and a son, really. And the mother is easier because there's no din of serving with a mother. It's only don't be chutzpah in the way you're going to ask her how to watch your children. Go ahead.